Good evening. If you're a Jaguar fan, you're probably happy right now. Been a long time coming. Two playoff wins. As I was thinking about that, I was thinking about some other major franchises we haven't won in quite some time. Tonight I would like to talk about prayer. Prayer is powerful, and prayer is one of those things that is a privilege. I would like to begin by starting in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, in the verses 17, the Bible teaches us that we should pray. It says, pray without ceasing. We should pray for good things, when good things happen as well as bad, but prayer should be something that we practice, that we utilize on a daily basis. But when it comes to prayer, you have to make sure that you are on praying ground. Just because you have an opportunity to pray does not mean that God will hear your prayer. Turn with me to Psalms chapter 68. I'll make that, Psalm 66 and the verses 18. In Psalm 66 and verse 18, the Bible says, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear. But certainly God has heard me. He has attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God who has not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from me. Now turn with me to James chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. This is something that we often hear when the invitation is extended. We often see members will write this verse on the back of the card as a sense of a reminder of understanding the power and the privilege of prayer. The Bible says in James chapter 5 and verse 14, is any one among you sick, let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with the oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up, and if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Confess your trespasses to one another, and pray for one another, that ye may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth produced its fruit. Think about Elijah, who's viewed in Scripture as a righteous man, who prayed to God that it would not rain. God heard his prayer and did not allow for it to rain for 3 years and 6 months. Could you imagine if we didn't have rain in the state of Florida for 3 years and 6 months? How dangerous, how dry, how bad things would be. But it's beautiful that we can see in God's word that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. And I want to look at a couple of examples in the Bible in which we can see the prayers of the righteous availeth much. Turn with me to 1 Samuel chapter 1. In 1 Samuel chapter 1, we will see a situation that unfolds, and it involves a lady by the name of Hannah. And Hannah prayed, and Hannah's prayer was heard by God. Now there was a certain man of Ramathon Zophim of the mountains of Ephraim, and his name was Elkanah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Elihu, the son of Tuhu, the son of Zoph, and Ephraimite. And he had two wives. The name of one was Hannah, and the name of the other was Penihah. Penihah had children, but Hannah had no children. This man went up from his city yearly to worship and sacrifice to the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. Also the two sons of Eli, Hophni, and Phinehas, the priests of the Lord, were there. And whenever the time came for Elkanah to make an offering, he would give portions to Penihah, his wife, and to all her sons and daughters, but to Hannah he will give double portion, for he loved Hannah, although the Lord had closed her womb. And her revival also, and her rival also provoked her severely to make her miserable because the Lord had closed her womb. So it was year by year when she went up to the house of the Lord that she provoked her. Therefore she wept and did not eat. Then Elkanah, her husband, said to Hannah, why do you weep? Why do you not eat? And why is your heart grieved? Am I not better to you than 10 sons? So Hannah arose after they had finished eating and drinking in Shiloh. Now Eli the priest was sitting on the seat by the doorpost of the tabernacle of the Lord. And she was in bitterness of soul and prayed to the Lord and wept in anguish. Then she made a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if you will indeed look on the affliction of your maidservant and remember me and not forget your maidservant, but will give your maidservant a male child, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and no razor shall come upon his head. And it happened, as she continued praying before the Lord, that Eli watched her mouth. Now Hannah spoke in her heart. Only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she was drunk. So Eli said to her, how long will you be drunk? Put your wine away from you. But Hannah answered and said, no, my Lord, I am a woman of sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor intoxicating drink, but I poured out my soul before the Lord. Do not consider your maidservant a wicked woman, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief I have spoken until now. Then Eli answered and said, go in peace, and the God of Israel grant your petition which you have asked of him. And she said, let your maidservant find favor in your sight. So the woman went her way and ate, and her face was no longer sad. If you were to continue reading, you'll find that Hannah was blessed with a son. And the very vow that she gave to God, and during that time, she gave that son back. Look at chapter 2, verse 1. And Hannah prayed and said, my heart rejoices in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. I smile at my enemies because I rejoice in your salvation. No one is holy like the Lord, for there is none besides you, nor is there any rock like your God. Talk no more so very proudly. Let no arrogance come from your mouth. For the Lord is the God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. The bows of the mighty men are broken, and those who stumble are girded with the strength. Those who were full have hired themselves out of bread, and the hungry have ceased to hunger. Even the barren has borne 7, and she who has also many children has become feeble. Now, as we think about Hannah and her prayer, she wanted a child, and God heard her. And Samuel was born, and he was dedicated to the Lord in verse 19 of chapter 1. Then they rose early in the morning and worshiped before the Lord and returned and came to the house of Ramah, and Elkanah knew Hannah and his wife, and the Lord remembered her. So it came to pass that in the process of time that Hannah conceived and bore a son and called his name Samuel, saying, because I have asked for him from the Lord. Now the man Elkanah and all his house went up to offer to the Lord the yearly sacrifice and his vow. But Hannah did not go up, for she said to her husband, not until the child is weaned, then I will take him, that he may appear before the Lord and remain there forever. So Elkanah, her husband, said to her, do what seems best to you. Wait until you have weaned him. Only let the Lord establish his word. Then the woman stayed and nursed her son until she had weaned him. And now when she had weaned him, she took him up with her 3 bulls and 1 ephah of flour and a skin of wine and brought him to the house of the Lord in Shiloh. And the child was young. Then they slaughtered a bull and brought the child to Eli. And she said, O my Lord, as your soul lives, my Lord, I am the woman who stood by you here praying to the Lord for this child I pray, and the Lord has granted me my petition, which I asked of him. Therefore I also have lent him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he shall be lent to the Lord. So they worshiped the Lord there. See, she prayed for something. She got what she prayed for, and she did exactly what she said that she would do, that she would give her son back to the Lord. I want to look at one other example tonight, and we will extend heaven's invitation. Another example where the prayers of the righteous availeth much. Let's look at something that took place in 2 Kings chapter 20. There was a man by the name of Hezekiah. In 2 Kings chapter 20. Starting in verse 1. In those days, Hezekiah was sick and near death, and Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, went to him and said to him, "Thus said the Lord, set your house in order, for you shall die and not live." Then he turned his face toward the wall and prayed to the Lord, saying, "Remember now, O Lord, I pray, how I have walked before you in truth and with a loyal heart, and I've done what was good in your sight." And Hezekiah wept bitterly. And it happened, before Isaiah had gone out into the middle court, that the word of the Lord came to him, saying, "Return and tell Hezekiah, the leader of my people, thus saith the Lord, the God of David your father, I have heard your prayers. I have seen your tears. Surely I will heal you. On the third day you shall go up to the house of the Lord, and I will add to your days 15 years. I will deliver you and this city from the hand of the king of Assyria, and I will defend this city for my own sake and for the sake of my servant David." Then Isaiah said, "Take a lump of figs." So they took it, they took and laid it on the boil, and he recovered. Now, as you look at this, Hezekiah prayed when he had a difficult time and he was told that he was going to die. He reasoned with God and he prayed. And the scripture says, "I have heard your prayers. I have seen your tears." When was the last time God heard our prayers? When was the last time God seen our tears? See, when we look at this, we can see that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. God said, "I will give you 15 more years." He was told at once to set his house in order, and then he was told that he would have 15 years. So the moral of the story is this. Keep yourself on praying ground so you can pray to God, so he'll be willing to hear what you have to say, because he loves to grant us our petitions and our requests, as long as we keep the relationship the way it needs to be. Because God will not hear us if we have sin in our life. Until sin is removed, we can't communicate with God. But if we are like Elijah, when he prayed, God heard him. And it did not rain for 3 years and 6 months. And when he prayed again, God allowed the rain to come. Well, we could be like Hannah. Hannah, when she prayed to God and she asked for a son, she made a vow. God heard her. God gave her a son. He opened up her womb. And she did exactly what she said that she would do. Hezekiah was another man, was a man that prayed to God. He reasoned with God, but we can see by the way that he lived that he was in a position to where he can pray to God. See, we're told in Hebrews chapter 4, when we pray, we should come to the throne of God boldly. And Hezekiah did that. Look at Hebrews chapter 4. We would conclude with this. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 14. "Seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heaven, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession, for we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." The examples that we have looked at tonight clearly illustrate that you can find that grace, you can obtain that mercy, and you can find that help in the time of need when you are praying and you are in a position to love God. If you're here tonight, maybe you are not in a position to which you can pray to God, where God will hear your petitions, because there's sin in your life. There's things that have caused you to be separated. God has told us, when we mess up, fess up, and Jesus will clean us up. He said, if you confess me, if you confess your faults one to another, the blood of Jesus will continuously cleanse you. Now, as you think about that blood cleansing you, we have to understand as Christians, we must take advantage of it now, because none of us is promised tomorrow. None of us is promised later. But if we come to God and we repent, he's promised that he will forgive us and place us back on the highway of holiness. God's plan to be saved is simple. You have to hear his word. Romans 10 and verse 17. So then faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. The Bible says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he has rewarded them that diligently seek him. Luke chapter 13 and verse 3. Jesus said, I tell you, nay, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. We're also told in Matthew chapter 10, verse 32 and verse 33, that we must confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And we're also told that we have to be baptized. Matthew chapter 28, 19 and 20. He that believeth is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be condemned. Now, we're also told once we do that, that we must remain faithful unto death. Revelation chapter 2 and verse 10. If we've done that in the past and we've strayed away, we put ourselves in position to where we haven't utilized the power and the privilege of prayer. The Lord gives you an opportunity to come now, as while together we stand to sing an invitational song.